Last night, the Scottsdale City Council approved the Southbridge 2 project by a vote of 4-3. It's a mixed-use development that would combine retail space, residential condos, and a hotel into 10 acres along the Arizona Canal in Old Town Scottsdale. Carter Unger, president of Spring Creek Development, spoke to the chamber about the return on the $750 million project.
What I'm really excited about is the estimate for during construction. And it's over $1 billion of economic output. And then once the project is complete, we're looking at $290 million of ongoing annual economic impact and economic output.
But not everyone is happy about it. Many Scottsdale residents were in attendance to voice their opposition to the project because it would also include two towers exceeding 125 feet. Scottsdale's Patty Badenoch is concerned about the impact on her community.
This project defies one of the six guiding principles, which states to value Scottsdale's unique lifestyle and character. The preservation of our unique lifestyle and character is systematically being destroyed.
And with us to discuss the Southbridge 2 project and the impact of this vote is Wayne Schutzke, managing editor of the Scottsdale Progress. Wayne, briefly give us a little more detail about the project and why it caused such backlash, especially over the past few weeks.
Of course. So the project is a redevelopment, as you mentioned, mostly along the canal, but also much of the Fifth Avenue Shopping District, which is a historic kind of area in downtown Scottsdale. And also the height that you mentioned was a big sticker. So there's actually a 150-foot hotel. There's an office building that's near that height. And there's also two condos along the canal that would be 129 and 139 feet.
So the piece you had in the Scottsdale Progress this morning, one quote, and I don't have it exactly in front of me, but Vice Mayor Kathy Littlefield says she would not be the vote, she would not cast the vote to destroy Old Town Scottsdale. Hyperbole to some extent, but some people probably believe that.
They do, and she actually ended that quote, I didn't include it in the quote, but with Mr. Drinkwater, referencing Scottsdale's beloved former late mayor, Herb Drinkwater. I spoke with her a little more after the vote, and basically her contention was that this is an active retail area. There's active businesses there. People visit it. It has its a unique character. They're low-slung, single-story buildings, very eclectic, and that this new project, both in the form of construction and the actual heights and densities in the area, would destroy that kind of unique character, was her viewpoint.
So the majority, though, by a slim margin here, voted for it. What's their argument?
So it was a close vote, and it's one of the few times I've gone into one of these things and really not know which way it was going to go. Mm-hmm. I had a feeling it was going to be 4-3, but I just didn't know which direction. The argument from the folks that were very solidly behind it, which were council members Virginia Cordy and Linda Milhaven, was that, you know, yes, we like the unique character of this area, but these retailers are struggling during times when tourism isn't high, and that we need some sort of revitalization, reinvigoration to help them out. And the same argument was made by Carter Unger, the developer behind the project, saying that his tenants in the area typically struggle and that he sees a higher turnover rate than some other areas because of that, and that he thinks they have great unique concepts and he wants to bring in year-round office workers, hotel folks, and that kind of thing to support them.
So in saying that you weren't sure how it was going to go, it turned out two votes were a little bit in the balance, including
sure.
Mayor Jim Lane. So what modifications at least were made or at least anticipated to be made to change those votes?
Yeah, there were some significant modifications made within the last 48 hours, actually, that probably hinged that. Mayor Lane told me a few weeks ago that he was concerned with how the construction was going to affect existing retailers. You know, Fifth Avenue is a two-lane road, one lane each way, and if you're going to shut down both of those lanes, you could effectively kill businesses that are not even a part of the actual project. So the developer came forward with a construction plan that included promises to keep both lanes open throughout construction during business hours, and if they were going to have to shut it down briefly, it would be before or after business hours.
So big picture, looking forward, how much will this change sort of the character, the look, the feel of Old Town Scottsdale?
Oh, I mean, it would be fairly significant. When you talk about what Fifth Avenue looks like today, it's those single-story buildings. They're very eclectic. They kind of, you know, have different colors, different looks, various states of decay in some cases. You're going to be replacing those with what would be some shorter 40-foot retail spaces right up against the road, but behind that you'd have these taller condo buildings up against the canal, 150-foot hotel near Scottsdale Road, along with a office building next door. So you would be seeing quite a difference in terms of the height and density of the area.
So, Wayne, finally, considering how there's been so much discussion about reviving Old Town and then South Scottsdale, how does that play into this mix, even even if some people were somewhat opposed to it, was there thought, well, we need something to revitalize here?
There is. I guess the opponent said that this wasn't the right thing. They think, I mean, there's actually a local political action committee that formed in opposition to this project and a few others. And heightened density were a big part of their platform. And it's comprised of other local property owners in the area. And their argument was that this isn't going to help our business. It's going to kill it. And it's going to replace it with more corporate type retail and that type of thing, which is something that Carter Unger refuted, said he wants to keep the same mix of retail there when he opens. But only time will tell how that turns out.
Wayne Chutsky, managing editor of the Scottsdale Progress. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.